The barrow juddered as it passed over stones, then tilted back to negotiate an incline of some kind. Teo heard the rustle of undergrowth brushing against the sides and the soft sound of plant stalks breaking. The air was cold and damp, and he could smell a mingling of foliage and bark. They had brought him to one of the wooded gorges or narrow vales that led through the foothills to the forest of Aurorn. It could only be for one reason. They. He was sure that there were more than one, sure that he had heard another rhythm of footfalls.
"Stop!"
said a man's voice from in front.
"Stop there!"
The man pushing the barrow stopped. Teo heard a steady mutter from him, low and semi-audible.
"Turn left, no, to the left, is correct. Now continue further along."
The shaking, lurching progress resumed. The other voice belonged to Strogolov. Teo was certain of it. Strogolov was a recent arrival, yet Teo had seen him in Vashutkin's company several times, usually when Vashutkin's supporters were not around. Until 3 days ago, his uncertainty about the Rus politician had rested only on intuitive suspicion, nothing more. He had heard Vashutkin's account of the perilous mission to Giant Shoulder, the battle against the rogue combat mechs, how the Zyradin helped Greg survive the onslaught, then how Greg made it to the Brolturans' fortification and took a lift down to the warp well. Or so Vashutkin reckoned. The Rus escaped the main force of mechs by descending the southern face of Giant Shoulder to a natural recess in the rock, from which he was rescued by the Zeppelin Haar not long after. Everyone who heard it marvelled at the bravery and good fortune of those involved, and were impressed by Vashutkin's modesty and charisma. But Teo remained uncertain. He had listened with the rest, took in the same dramatic tale, and found himself unconvinced. He had wondered if it stemmed from the fact that he simply didn't like the man, or did his dislike stem from his distrust? In any case, this nebulous suspicion had hung over Teo's thoughts, neither intensifying nor dispersing, until 3 days ago, when he was approached by a Yuvovo scholar, one of Chell's secretive artificers. The Yuvovo, whose name was Jofik, had asked Teo if Vashutkin suffered from any kind of mental illness, or perhaps some physical condition that would affect his personality. Mystified but intrigued, he had said he knew nothing about the man's health or state of mind. Jofik had accepted this with a nod and seemed to consider it for a moment before explaining. Some other Yuvovo, he told Teo, had noticed oddities in Mr. Vashutkin's behaviour since his arrival at Tusk Mountain. Most Yuvovo were curious to some degree about what humans did and why, and a couple of chance observations of Mr. Vashutkin had revealed an unusual trait. Nearly all human faces, Jofik went on, were expressive of their thoughts even when asleep. Mr. Vashutkin's face was strangely blank, though only when alone or asleep. When someone came to see him, his features changed completely and were full of expression, only to lapse into slack blankness once he was alone again. And this was accompanied by long periods of inactivity, of him just sitting doing nothing. Teo had been troubled by this. After returning from space, he had heard from one of the surviving diehards about what the Hegemony ambassador had done to Greg during that brief incarceration. How he had been dosed with some off-world drug which loosened his tongue and turned him into a docile servant.